Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
This next lady wants, she wants us to call her Kim because she doesn't want anybody to know what her real name is. Hello?
Hi.
How are you, madam?
I'm okay. I'm just a little worried right now.
And why is that?
It's just, I know this is terrible, but so I have a husband, but I've been cheating. I've been messing around with another guy.
Oh God.
Uh-huh.
And I want to tell him, but the guy that I've been seeing recently went to one of those big conferences, and he's not feeling well.
Okay.
Oh, the big conferences where like a lot of people.
What?
Got sick?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's getting sick now, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
So, okay.
So he's...
There's lots of digestion.
Right. So the guy you're cheating with is not feeling well. How are you feeling? Are you feeling sick?
I mean, I feel fine, but...
But you're worried that since you've been with him?
Right.
Have you been with him since he's been in one of those conferences?
Yeah, I saw him after one of them.
Oh, man.
So you're worried you're going to get sick and maybe give it to your husband?
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Well, it would have passed on already, wouldn't it?
It might have.
Right. Maybe she's not showing any symptoms yet, though.
So what's the issue? Should you tell him? Is this what you're...
Yeah, I don't know if I should tell my husband or what.
Oh, God.
That's a lot for him to take. You're going to hit him with...
A double whammy.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't think you should tell.
Yeah, I've been staying away from him for the past couple days, just kind of avoiding it, saying I have a bunch of work stuff. But now it's like everything's kind of spiraling and everyone's going into quarantine and stuff. So I don't want to
Yeah.
You have to tell him. Listen.
I mean.
Come on. This is like a health thing.
Yeah, but maybe. Oh, see, this is going to be the bad side of me coming out. Maybe if you or he get sick, you can pretend that he gave it to you.
Oh, my God. Wow, we just spiraled
I just think him hearing, I've been cheating on you and possibly infecting you,
right.
You know, with corona is like a lot to handle right now.
Yeah?
But
right. I'm just, I don't want him to hear me on the phone, so I'm going to go. But if you guys could just ask other people. I'd like to hear what other people have to say.
Jesus, she just hung up. all right, so did you get all that? Let me just make sure I got this right. She was cheating on her husband. The guy that she's was messing around with was at one of those conferences where everyone got sick, and now he's sick, I guess, and she's worried that she's going to get sick, and she wants to literally wreck her husband's, not day, like life. She's wondering if she should tell him or not. Are you kidding me? 833-973-0969. I doubt you can relate to this, but if you have some advice for this lady, I'm sure that she would appreciate it. Kim is what she wants to go by.
Sorry, my listeners. Apologies for real. My number is 833-973-0969. Sorry, my listeners. Apologies for real.
Eric.
How are we doing, Ramiro?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I can't complain. What's going on, Melissa, Pebbles, Leroy?
Hey. After listening to our last phone call, I don't think any of us can complain right now.
Wow, that was intense. But so I'm kind of, I guess, away from the reality of the situation. I've been delivering oil, so I've been working as usual. So just, cleaning my hands and stuff. But I don't know, man. I'm on Ramiro's side on this one because if you tell him right now, where's he going to go? Like, he can't go to his boy's house. He can't go to the bar. He's
going to
be storming around his house. Like, and then you two are going to be so awkward sitting in two separate rooms. Like, I say just kind of wait it out and then No, if you've been dishonest this long, so why is it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
why is he going to want to stay in the house with her?
That's a great point.
Like, I mean, come on, now you got to take, you've been dishonest this long, what's an extra couple days?
Yeah, seriously. No, logistically speaking, somebody's going to have to leave the house, but where are they going to go? You know?
I mean,
well, if you're the cheater, shouldn't you be the one leaving the house?
Doesn't mean she has a place to go, though. Where's she going
to
go?
Back to the person she was cheating with.
There you go, because they already infected each other.
She's probably in a relationship, too.
I was going to say, she didn't even tell us that guy's situation.
Right. He's probably in a relationship, too.
Yo, for real. This is Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
What's going on?
I hope you guys are doing good and not with this coronavirus stuff.
Even if we do, you can't get it from us.
I know. Thank God I'm on the phone.
Yeah, so what's up, man?
You call us for a reason?
Did you forget why you called?
yeah, I'm calling. I'll get to the point. Hold on. So my advice to her, wait till the quarantine's over, because if she tells him now, she's going to have to get ready for when the courts open up for divorce.
Yeah, hell yeah, she is. There's no way. You know what? I think that's eventually going to be, if it's not her, it's going to be someone else who that's eventually going to be like a court case in the future. Let's talk to Sin. Hi, Sin.
Hi, guys.
What's
Hi.
Up, Sin?
So I was thinking that, you know, I'm on Ramiro's side with here. I don't think that she should tell him, but she should be more safety conscious about his health because she did marry him for a reason. So I think it's only fair that she tell him that maybe she got it. She can probably say that maybe she got it off of working too much and she might have been in a conference herself.
So let's lie. No. Lie again on top of that.
I figured it out. She should be like, listen, I was out getting hand sanitizer for us, and there was a guy behind me who coughed.
No. You don't have to lie. People that have it, I am sure, do not know where they got it from. Why does she have to even say where she got it from?
Yeah.
If she even has it at all.
Go ahead, preach, Melissa.
No, seriously. Think about the people that have been tested positive, right?
Yeah.
It's usually like, it took a while for these symptoms that could have been from anywhere. I've gone to X, Y, and Z places. People don't know where they got it from.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you were this woman's,
right,
the guy she cheated with,
she knows,
who was at this conference. That's different. But
Kim, it all depends on how much of a vault you are, how much pain and misery can you hold inside yourself to lie to your husband? You know, here's my question. How come whenever we talk about something and people call up and they take Pebble's side, like they're so proud to say like, yeah, Pebbles, I'm on your side. But when they take my side, like they say it like
it's
a
like
little bit
shame.
Of, yeah, they're like,
well, that's because you always have the wrong take.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.